请啊刘约翰牧师读经。We ask Pastor Reverend John Lowe to read the scripture, and he's going to read for us Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 and verses 11 to 16. 刘约翰牧师会为大家读出以弗所书第四章第七节还有十一到十六节。
弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起来攻读以弗所书第四章第七节和十一到十六节。我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，革尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，年年严守基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照做个体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。愿神祝福他自己的话语。 And he gave some as apostles, and some prophets, and some preachers of the good news, and some to give care and teaching, for the training of the saints as servants in the church, for the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come to the harmony of faith and of the knowledge of the sons of God to full growth, to the full measure of Christ, so that we may be no longer children, sent this way and that, turned about by every wind of teaching, by the twisting and tricks of men, by the deceive of error, but saying true works in love may come to full grown in him who is the head, even Christ, to whom all the body, being rightly formed and united together by the full working of every part, is increased to the building up of itself in love. May the Lord bless His own word.
Thank you. Now it is the time for exhortation, and the exhortation is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. And Reverend Wilson Chang is now the pastor of the English Ministry of Rutgers Community Christian Church. 现在呢，我们恭请张仲培牧师到前面来劝勉各位的传道。张仲培牧师是若歌教会英语堂的牧师。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this works. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was a beautiful picture when I saw father and daughter, father and son, mother and daughter. But unfortunately, I didn't bring any children, so I have to do it all by myself. So I'm going to give the encouraging message to you in English first, and then I will do it in Chinese in a minute. And today I want to bring a passage to encourage both the new pastor and also to all of you. This passage is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, right after Jesus gone through the temptations. Now let me read that passage to you Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once, they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee. Preparing their nets, Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now this afternoon, I just want to use this passage to encourage all of you. And this is a joyful and also a very meaningful, a holy occasion that we ordain a pastor. Now I read a story in a book years ago talking about a young woman. She's trying to apply college. When she applied college, she received the application form, and in the application form, one of the many questions that was asked was, are you a leader? Now this young lady was very honest. So she examined herself. By knowing herself and being honest, she has to put down the answer, no. And she finished the application, mailed it out, expecting the worst. A couple weeks later, she received a mail from the mailman. And she looked at it, this is the envelope coming from the university. So she was nervous. Opened up the envelope, opened up the letter, and was surprised. Because this is what the letter said. Dear applicant, a study of the application forms revealed that this year our college will have 1,452 leaders. We are accepting you because we feel it is imperative that they have at least one follower. Now what does this story mean? I think it's very true, because if you go to any bookstore like Barnes & Noble, if you go to a section on business, you look for leadership, you will see shelf after shelf and all these leadership books. We are not short of those kind of teaching and knowledge. But what does it take to be a spiritual leader? In today's text, in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus put forth a call, and also he matched that call with his promise. What was that call? That call was very simple. Jesus said, follow me. She walked by, she saw fishermen, two brothers first, Simon, Peter, and Andrew. And he called them, said, follow me. And what did they do? It seems to be like a miracle. They just dropped everything and followed Jesus. And later on, Jesus encountered another two brothers, John and James. And he gave them the same call. And they dropped everything and followed him. Now let's look at what is Jesus' call. What is that calling about? First, Jesus' calling is a physical calling. It is not a mental, it is not a theory. But it requires people who listen and hear that call, they take up the act and follow Jesus. If those four brothers, they still contemplating, meditating, nothing happened, it doesn't work. When Jesus extends his call, he expects a physical reaction. What does that mean? That means you have to give up some of the things. The things that they gave up, casting a net in the lake, when they heard that, at once they left their nets and follow him. What did they give up, the other two brothers? They were in a boat with their father when they heard the call. Verse 22 said, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Leave the net, leave the boat, leave the father. One is more personal than the other. Now in the same chapter, chapter 4, Jesus started out before he had his public ministry. He started out to receive a temptation from Satan. It is in echo to the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, when God charged mankind to have dominion over the earth, to follow God, to serve God, we failed. But in chapter 4 of Matthew, Jesus, being the new Adam, he succeeded. He succeeded by completely obedient to God's word and gave up himself. Now in Genesis later on, chapter 12, you remember that Abraham, he was in the city of Ur, and God called him, leave your family, your father, your family, and your country. And God gave him a series of promises that will match up with the calling. I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. And all the family in the world will be blessed by you. So, Jesus calling these four brothers is a reenactment of Genesis. But this time, God and the people of God wins. The call is a physical one. It will cost us a price. And God called us to forsake those to follow him. Not only is it a physical one, but it is a sacrificial one. The net, the bow, and most dearly, the father. All these things those four brothers has to give up. It is a price to pay. Not only is physical, it's sacrificial, but it has a clear focus. Jesus said, follow me. It's not following a theory. It's not following a theology. It's not following a set of whatever, church plan, you know, all these things. You know, the last hour, it was a great experience to see 10 years God did great things among us. But when we do these things, we actually are following Christ. And that is our focus. Following Christ has a clear focus. But when Jesus extended call, he also extended his promise. He said, follow me, I will make you fishermen of men. I will make you fishermen of men. Now think about these people. Simon Peter, Andrew, John, James. These are the people, they are fishermen. If you have any knowledge of fishermen, you know, even though their business is good, but they always stuck in certain social status. They are not the elite of the society. They are not those who, you know, who receive a lot of attention and all these things. But think about that. Later on, in a couple of years, these four apostles, they did great thing for Christ. They turn the entire Mediterranean world upside down. They extend the gospel all over in the known world at that time. Even one of them, a couple of them, they become martyrs. They die for Jesus. It all starts with a humble response. And God is always seeking for humble vessels to accomplish his great plan. To be a spiritual leader, one has to learn to be a follower. There's no other way. This is not a secular leadership. This is a holy leadership. And holy leadership starts from following God, starts from obeying God. So this afternoon, I just want to encourage the new pastor as well as the congregation. From this text, there are a couple of applications to all of you. First, I want to speak to Renjun and Yuzhen. The call is for you to follow God, follow Christ faithfully. Your ministry effectiveness depends on how you obey Christ. It's not other thing. Your skill, your knowledge, your experience all come secondary. But the first important thing is you have to follow him faithfully. Your effectiveness depends upon your obedience. For the congregation, for brother and sister in Livingstone Church, what do you expect from your pastor? Do you expect him to have great skills, strategic thinking, depth of knowledge? These are very precious and important things, but they cannot come before that he is a faithful follower of Christ. So what you can do is to encourage him, to support him, and also to hold him accountable, that when he serves, make sure he's serving God first. He's faithfully following Christ first. He's pleasing God first before they please you. That is the most important quality as a servant of God. Nothing can replace that, because Christ is everything in our lives. Secondly, for the new pastor, Ren Jun, your focus is always Christ. You have to live out in your own lifestyle the preeminence of Christ Jesus in your life. Nothing else but him. Allow people to see Christ's preeminence in your family, in your personal walk, in your integrity. Christ is all you have. You are to please him, not people. For brothers and sisters in Livingstone Church, your pastor is a co-laborer with you together. Together with your new pastor, you will grow together as one. The preeminence of Christ in your personal life, in your family, in your church, in all ministry. That Christ has to be the head. Christ has to be the priority in everything in your life. And your pastor is to encourage you and to model before you that kind of lifestyle that will please God and glorify God. And lastly, Ren Jun and Yu Zhen, you are to lead your people to God's promise. He will deliver his people from the bondage and from slavery. He will comfort his people into their suffering and their loss. He will guide them when they are confused. You, as a pastor, is to embody Christ for them, to minister to them by allowing Christ to manifest through your obedience. Do not use your ministry to fulfill unmet need in your heart and in your life. Surrender yourself to Christ and allow Christ to magnify in you, in your body, in your family. Just like John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that he may increase. So brothers and sisters in Livingstone Church, respect your new pastor. Today you witness and you participate in this holy ceremony, God's ordination, God's anointing dwell upon this family. Respect them, support them, love them, and allow them to minister to you regardless of their age and skill. I know you love them, and I see that, you know, Elder Wu, he gave the testimony, and then last week we have the ordination oral interview. Elder Wu is a wonderful example. He's a pastor's pastor. Your church needs someone like Elder Wu. Your church also needs someone like Ren Jun. 各位弟兄姊妹, 我今天愿意用一段经文 来鼓励各位, 我们互相勉励, 在今天这个神圣的案例里上面, 我用马太福音第四章, 耶稣刚刚受完试探, 下来以后所碰到第一个事情, 马太福音第四章18到22节, 耶稣在加利利海边行走, 看见弟兄二人, 就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈, 在海里撒网, 他们本是打鱼的, 耶稣对他们说, 来, 跟从我, 我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样, 他们就立刻舍了网, 跟从了他, 从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就呼召他们，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。我选这段经文的原因是因为今天在我们所生活这个美国的社会，西方的社会里面，我们很多时候讲究领袖领导力。各位，你要去一些大的书房里面，你去那个商业的那个讲到工商那个管理那边的书，再说我们可能有的人我们也受过工商管理的训练，你会看到成坑满谷的书都在讲这个题目，可是却很少，几乎没有，甚至包括属灵的讲到属灵的领导力的书里面，没有讲做一个领袖其实是先从做一个懂得跟随主的人开始。今天在这段经文里面，耶稣对四个人两对兄弟发出了一个很不寻常的呼召，这个呼召都是一样的，来跟从我。他先是在加利利海边行走，看见彼得跟安德烈，他就叫他们说你来跟从我，他们就舍了网跟了耶稣。后来又看见西比泰的儿子雅各跟约翰在跟他父亲在船上捕网，耶稣呼召他们，他们也是立刻舍了船，撇下了父亲，跟随主。在这里这段经文里面，耶稣发出一个呼召，可是耶稣发出呼召的时候，他同时也给一个应许，那个呼召是来跟从我。这个跟从我的呼召里面是有至少三样的内涵。第一个，这个跟从我的呼召是一个身体力行的呼召。这四个兄弟他不能听到呼召以后，他回去想，回去默想，回去祷告，他立刻就跟从耶稣，是一个身体力行的，马上有行动的。因为他不是跟一套理论，他不是跟一套哲学，甚至不是跟一套神学，他是跟一位人，一个人，一位就是耶稣基督。耶稣的邀约要求我们身体力行，而且这个邀约不单身体力行，而且是有代价的。因为在这里他说舍了网，后面的两兄弟舍了船，撇下了父亲，网船父亲一样比一样更贴身，一样比一样更要命，是个需要付代价的跟从。因为在这里约翰福音第四章，其实他在回想创世纪所发生的事情。因为创世纪第一个亚当，当神造人以后把世界交给他们管理，亚当跟夏娃因为悖逆神，所以失去了这个职分，从此罪恶进到这个世界，第一个人失败了。耶稣作为末后的亚当来，他出来接受魔鬼的试探，他却因为顺服神的话语，他得胜了。所以在这里，当耶稣在呼召几个人来跟从他的时候，其实有点像创世纪第十二章上帝呼召亚伯兰离开乌尔，当他说你要离开你的本族本家，你的父亲，你的国家来跟从我，那时候上帝呼召他，后面跟着一系列的应许，因为我要使你成为大国，我要使你的名为大，是向万家万族都要因你得福。每一个离开，每一个代价，神都有他的应许来配对。神发出呼召，神给应许成就呼召，这是信实的主。所以在这里，这个呼召不单是一个身体力行，是一个有代价的，也是一个有焦点的呼召。我们跟随的乃是耶稣基督，而且基督说我要使你们得人如得鱼，成为得人的渔夫。这个成为得人的渔夫，其实是回想耶利米书十六章十六节里面神给他子民的应许，他说这个把你们打散到列国，你的审判，你的惩罚时候满的时候，我会召聚渔夫跟打猎的把你们召聚回来。神借着基督完成神对他子民的应许。因此今天在这段经文里面，给新任的牧师任君跟玉珍，以及给各位历史教会弟兄姊妹，有几点的应用。这个第一点的应用， 是这位新任的牧师任君玉珍，你们服事的果效跟你们顺服主息息相关。你们可以有很多的技巧，有很多的方法，有很多的策略，有很多的同工帮助你们一起，这些都很好，可是这些东西不能取代你们跟随主的心智。这个心智是他呼召你的目的，你侍奉的果效跟这个分不开，你必须竭力顺服基督。各位历史教会的弟兄姊妹，这样一个劝勉对各位的意思是什么呢？这个意义是，各位，你们对你们牧师的期待是什么？你期待他们是有果效的传道人吗？你期待他们传达神的话，带领团契，治理教会，各方面都能够出色吗？这些都是很好的期待，可是不能取代一样，你们必须要鼓励他，支持他，甚至与他一同成长，就是我们一同成为一个忠心顺服主的教会。这是第一要紧的。第二，人君玉珍，因为呼召的焦点在基督，所以你们家、你个人的生活、你个人的人生以及你的侍奉，都必须处处让基督凡事居首位。你身体力行，你让别人看见，有时候别人看见的对他的影响胜过他们听到的。各位历史教会的弟兄姊妹，你们也是在这个事情上面让基督在凡事上居首位，你们要跟你们信的牧师师母一同同工，一同成长，一同互相勉励，一同把你们焦点放在基督身上。如此可以避免许多教会里面不必要的纷争，因为你们同是父师一位主，同有一个心智，就是让基督在凡事上居首位。第三，最后一点，我要鼓励仁君跟玉珍，你们定睛在基督的应许上面。主会释放他的子民，主会赐他们自由，主会安慰他们，主会引导他们。你们所做的是活出基督在他们中间，让基督在你身上显大，就好像施洗约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。最要不得是你用侍奉满足你人生的缺陷，你千万不要用侍奉满足你人生的缺陷。讨神的喜悦，不要讨人的喜悦。愿主祝福他所选召的仆人，也愿主祝福历史教会这个爱神、跟随神、充满朝气跟活力的大家庭。
Pastor Ren Jun, would you please leave your seat and come up here and stand right there? Yes. And Elder Wu, would you please come forward? And it is the time for the charge. 现在呢是这个受职愿职，我们请吴长老来给传道一个受职。
这是一个考试，请你在神的面前，在众人面前回答这些问题。亲爱的兄弟仁君，神呼召你来服侍他，你相信今天神召你在牧师的职份上吗？
是的。
你愿意接受这呼召，并且顺服基督以成就他所交托你的吗？
是的。
你愿意热心查考圣经，不住的祷告，叫你得到基督的心，并用神加给你的恩赐去帮助所有的人吗？
我愿意。
你愿意大胆地传讲福音，叫人的心眼可以睁开，存着清洁的良心固守真道吗？
是的。
你愿意与同工分享，守望相助，听他们的意见，又引导他们，扶持他们吗？
阿们。
你愿意以恩慈对待众人，同情那些贫困的，做客旅的，并且保护那些无助的人吗？
是。
感谢主。
兄弟仁君，你既然承诺要献上你自己，在神的手中服侍教会，我们请你做教会的牧者，带领我们去宣扬所信的道。谢谢。
On behalf of the Ordination Examination Committee of the Ordination Council, I'm delighted to report to the church that Pastor Jun Ren had fulfilled all the requirements for ordination and passed successfully the ordination examination on Saturday, May 30th, 2009.With the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Ordination Examination Committee gratefully and solemnly affirms the ordination of Pastor Jun Ren. 本人现在仅代表爱慕团的拷问小组向教会报告，仁君传道完成了所有的爱慕的作业要求，成绩不错的。并于本年5月30号通过了爱慕团的拷问，是3个小时的严格的拷问。圣经的科目、神学的科目，还有他的牧养的情况。在主耶稣基督的恩典和怜悯中，拷问小组感恩而严肃地肯定仁君传道的爱慕。现在恭请爱慕团的成员张忠培牧师、陈达牧师、苏成建牧师、林三刚长老、吴启正长老到前面来举行这个按手礼。我们会先请林三刚长老用中文为仁君传道夫妇祷告，然后我们会请张忠培牧师用英语为传道夫妇来祷告。 We now ask the Ordination Council to come forward for the laying on of hands ceremony. We will first ask Elder Lin to pray in Chinese, then Reverend Zhang pray in English.
好，
非常好 ，Yes。你们，
我要为恩君
会上
来安列之前，算大家几分钟的时间讲几句话。刚刚张牧师已经讲了，说到了恩君当初受神的呼召，今天是安列，安列的意思乃当初神在恩君身上的呼召。初步的已经表现出来，给众人就已经看见了。在我自己所领会的，当了保罗写信给提摩太说，你是我借着安守所给你的恩赐，这个安慰的时候了，要是我们正求神，我们能够代表基督耶稣的元首，借着我们的安守把恩赐和才能也赐给了人君了，叫他今后呢能够恩赐上更加的丰富，这个功用上更加的有效了。所以这是我们的祷告。我还记得当在27年前我自己被安列的时候，那一个时候三位的长老主安守的， 他们祷告的话我今天还能够记得的，而他们所祷告的话呢，就是我一过五十几年来我的侍奉中间呢，一个一个的写了出来的。所以我们并不能够照着我们个人有限的恩赐，我们有众人一同祷告，我们盼望神给他更大的恩赐了显在他的身上，我们也正是盼望这个恩赐显在任君夫妇的身上了，叫他说张牧师所讲的这一些的劝勉能够继续不断的到更丰盛的境界了，继续不断的成长，而继续不断成长的时候他的功用更加成长了，教会就蒙到了更大的福分。所以我也盼望说我们不光是我们这几位也任君弟兄他们来安列的来祷告的，请大家众人我们一同为着他们来祷告。主耶稣，我们敬拜你，你是教会的元首，你是工作的主。
是的，
你当初呼召了任君夫妻去向那地上一切的事物，以你的事为念的，他们也正是愿意在今后的一生的日子中为着你来活着的，以你成为他们的中心的。祝我们谢谢你在已过的年日已经在他们身上显出你当初呼召出来的果效，今天他们再要证实受到了安列，成为你所承认也是众教会所承认的牧师。
是，
我们就求你一种天上敞开天上的窗户，把祝福来赐给了他们，留给他们有一个明亮的眼睛，能够认识你自己神永远的心意，使你给他有丰富的恩典，就能经得到你在他身上所有的供给，也叫他把那些的供给了能够供给的出来了。所以我们都求你给他有口才，给他有恩赐，叫他的服侍能够那位有效的临到了众人的身上的，我们求你给他有宽大的心，能够包容许多软弱的，求你给他有智慧的心，能够引领众人能够逐渐在教会中间到成长到老成熟的程度，我们都也求你有刚强的心，抗拒了任何的攻击，抗拒了更多的难处，不光在他自己身上的，也在全教会的里面的，就求你就到那样的刚强来保护你的圣徒，保护了教会的永望之前的，也就是求你继续恩待他，叫他在你面前的服侍超过了那个活史历史教会，也临到了更广大的地区。说我们谢谢你，因为你是乐意赐恩赐跟祝福的人，你这一位的神把丰盛的祝福临到他的身上，我们将感谢祷告跟奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Dear Holy Father, tonight, this afternoon we come together as one. When we lay hands upon your chosen servant Jun Ren and Jane, we ask that your Holy Spirit will anoint them.
Amen.
You will give them the sets of gifts and skills that is necessary to carry out your will and your plan in this local church and even beyond.
Yes, amen.
Father, we pray that all sorts of blessings and abilities that you pour down on them so that they will become a blessing for many.
Amen.
Father, we pray that while they walk with you, would you also be their God, be their Father every day.
Yes.
Know the darkness in their heart and use your light to shine upon the darkness.
Amen.
So that they know that they are humble vessels.
Yes.
That they are willing to submit themselves to you and always lift up Christ in their lives.
Amen.
Father, we pray for their family. May this family be a model for people to follow.
Amen.
Not because what they have, but because their humility.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you will continue to do miracles in their home.
Yes.
So that people will see that you are a living God.
Amen.
Father, we pray that they will embody Christ in the family, in their integrity.
Yes.
Would you protect them? Would you shield them from all sort of attack from Satan?
Yes.
And help them to grow in glory and in knowledge of that about Jesus Christ's love.
Yes.
Father, dig deeper in their hearts.
Yes.
Deepen their thought, deepen their feelings. deepen their following of you.
Amen.
We pray all these in the glorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 感谢主，恭喜恭喜恭喜恭喜！
好，谢谢大家。
谢谢。好，
we now ask Reverend Jin Ren to come to give his testimony. 现在我们请任俊牧师。
谢谢。谢谢各位牧长和弟兄姐妹。刚才六位的牧长按手在我的头上，我现在感到非常的兴奋和福气，感到头有点晕。Thank you so much, pastors and elders and everybody here. Just now, six elders and pastors lay hands on, upon me and pray for me, and I got a little bit fainted. 今天我心里面很感动。
Today I feel very happy, very moved.
我要用诗篇的一节的经文来跟大家一同来勉励。
I like to share a passage from the Bible, Psalms chapter 78, verse 72.
在诗篇的第七十八篇的七十二节，也在这个周报的反面。
It's also on the back of the program.
那边说到诗篇七十八篇七十二节说到。
Psalms chapter 78, verse 72 says.
于是大卫按心中的纯正牧养他们
and David shepherded them with integrity of heart.
用手中的巧妙引导他们
with skillful hands he led them.
这是人们常常引用的一节经文
People often quote this verse.
我也常常用这一节的经文来勉励自己
I also oftentimes use this verse to encourage myself.
他看见神对我们做牧者的有两个的要求
It says that.God has two requirements for pastors.
首先，做牧者的要有纯正的心。
First, the pastor must have a heart of integrity.
这就是神对牧者在他的品格和为人方面的要求。
This is the Lord's requirement of pastors in terms of character and being.
其次，做牧者的还要有巧妙的双手。
Also, the pastor must have skillful hands.
这就是神在对牧者在他行事和工作的方面的要求。
This is the Lord's requirement of the pastor in terms of work and doing.
我想起一位属灵的前辈所说的话。
I remember once a brother Watchman Nee's famous saying.
他说：“神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的。”
God regards our being more than our doing.
真实的工作乃是生命的流露，算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
The real work is the flowing out of life. The service that can be counted is always the living out of Christ.
将自己献给神，不是为神做工，乃是让神做工。
To give ourselves to God is not to work for God, but to let God work for us.
凡不让神做工的，就不能为神做工。
We cannot work for God if we do not let God work in us.
所以，首先做牧者的，神要求他有一颗纯正的心。
So first.The Lord requires pastors to have a heart of integrity.
其次，神也要求他要有巧妙的手。
The Lord also requires pastors to have skillful hands.
当我们有纯正的心的时候，我们就能去做对的事情。
Once we have a heart of integrity, we can do the right things.
其次，当我们有手巧妙的手的时候，我们就能够把事情做对。
Once we have skillful hands, we can do things right.
愿主帮助我和神建立那个密切的连接。
May God help me establish an intimate relationship.
通过属灵的操练来培养美好的灵性。
Using spiritual disciplines to cultivate spirituality.
常常用神的话语来衡量和校正我自己。
Use the Lord's word to measure and correct myself.
能够活出耶稣基督美好的品性。
Live out the character of Jesus.
这是要完成神对我在品格和为人方面的要求。
This is to finish what God requires of me in terms of character and being.
也愿主怜悯我。
May God have mercy.
使我常常有机会装备自己。
So that we can equip ourselves.
在讲道和教导的方面。
In terms of preaching and teaching.
在关怀和辅导的方面。
In terms of caring and counseling.
在门训和行政的方面。
In terms of making disciples and administrating.
在这些的方面不断的进步。
May I continue improving.
这乃是神对我在工作和行事方面的要求。
This is what the Lord requires of me in terms of work and doing.
所以神对我有两个的要求。
So the Lord has two requirements for me.
一个是纯正的心。
One is a heart of integrity.
再一个是巧妙的手。
And the other is skillful hands.
愿主帮助我能够成为这样的牧者。
May God help me become this type of pastor.
接下来我要向众人和我们的神献上感恩。
Next, I'd like to give thanks.
这是一个长长的 list.
It's a very long list.
首先感谢神，他从最终使我得释放。
First, I'd like to give thanks to God, for He has set me free from the bondage of sin.
并且拣选我成为他的儿女。
He has also elected me to become His son.
他更呼召我成为来侍奉他。
He has called me to serve Him.
这全是靠着他极丰富的慈爱、恩典和怜悯。
This is all only because the Lord has love, mercy, and grace.
也要感谢刚才六位按牧团的牧长们。
I'd like to give thanks to the six members of the ordination council.
先是感谢这三位在拷问团的牧长们，包括萧保罗牧师，包括张中培牧师，包括吴启正长老。
And I'd like to give thanks to the testing committee, Paul Su, Wilson Chang, and Chi Sun Wu.
首先感谢萧保罗牧师夫妇。
First, I'd like to give thanks to Reverend Dr. Paul Su and his wife.
您是我和义珍在宣道会神学院的教授和导师。
You are me and my wife's professor and mentor at the Alliance Theological Seminary.
您也是我们婚礼的主婚人。
You are also the conductor of our wedding ceremony.
愿你们在神学院里面帮助更多的神学生。
May you have many more seminary students.
并且栽培更多年轻的传道人。
And nurture more growing pastors.
也要感谢张中培牧师夫妇。
I'd like to give thanks to Reverend Dr. Wilson Chang and his wife.
您能代表若歌教会的牧长和同工们在我们的当中。
You represent the pastors and elders at Rutgers Community Christian Church.
在若歌教会的时候，您是我们的导师。
You are a mentor at our Triple C.
您刚才的勉励也让我牢记在心中。Your exhortation I will remember in my heart. 谢谢金荣师母在诗班的里面不但教导我们如何敬拜。
I'd like to thank your wife not only for teaching us how to worship.
更是教导我们如何成为一个敬拜的人。
How to become a true worshipper.
我们感谢若歌教会在过去对我们的养育之恩。
I'd like to thank our Triple C for raising us.
也要感谢历史教会的吴启正长老夫妇。
I'd also like to thank Elder Chi Sun Wu from Livingstone Christian Church.
您们是我们好说弟兄姐妹的属灵的父母和领袖。
You are our spiritual parent and leader.
好像在诗篇九十一篇十二节到十四节那边所说的
，Like the reference from Psalms chapter 91 verse 12 to 14.
愿您发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
May you flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar of Lebanon.
年老的时候仍结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青。
You will bear fruit in old age and stay green and fresh.
我们也感谢天成教会的林三刚长老。
We'd also like to thank Elder Bellman Lin from East Bergen Christian Church.
您今天开车两个多小时来到我们的当中。
You drove more than 2 hours today to come here.
来为我按摩和祷告。
To bless me
and pray for me. 您侍奉的生命本身就像是一篇美好的奖章和信息。
Your life, your spiritual life in itself is a good message and sermon.
也谢谢陈达牧师。
I'd also like to thank Reverend Timothy Chen.
您代表主恩堂的众牧长同工和弟兄姐妹在我们的当中。
You represent the pastors and elders from Chinese Christian Church of New Jersey.
玉珍是在主恩堂成长的，谢谢主恩堂在过去对我们的养育之恩。
My wife was there in the past. We highly appreciate your nurturing.
也谢谢苏成建牧师。
I'd also like to thank Reverend Xin Ken So.
您代表宣恩堂的牧长和同工们在我们的当中。
You represent the pastors and elders from Church of Living Grace of New Jersey.
我们都在同一个 Livingston 的社区。
We are both in the township of Livingston.
愿我们一同兴旺主的福音。
May we together spread the gospel in this community.
也要感谢历史教会的众同工们，首先是夏维柱长老夫妇。
I also like to thank Elder Warren Shaw and his wife.
你们在教会和基督教机构的里面忠心的侍奉。
You serve faithfully in church and Christian organizations.
是我们属灵的兄长。
You are spiritual
brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
是我们众弟兄姐妹学习的榜样。
You are our role model.
也感谢历史教会的众多的小组长同工们、董事会成员们和弟兄姐妹。
I'd also like to thank the small group leaders here, the board of trustees, and the congregation.
在这里我们成为一家人。
Here we became one family.
我们彼此的接纳，彼此的鼓励。
We accept and care for and encourage each other.
我们也彼此的相爱。
We also love one another.
要感谢今天在这里众教会的弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to thank everyone here for coming.
你们一直为我们代祷，一直的帮助和支持我们。
You have always been here to support us and always been here
to support us and to help us.
Help us.
虽然没有不能提及你们的名字 although we cannot mention your names, 但是如果没有你们在主里面的辛劳，就没有我们今天在这里的侍奉。Without your laboring in the Lord, we cannot serve here.最后也要感谢我们在中国大陆和台湾的家人。
Lastly, I'd like to thank my family members from mainland China and Taiwan.
特别要感谢我的太太玉珍和我的女儿 Mercy.
I'd like to give special thanks to my wife, Yuzhen, and my daughter, Mercy.
谢谢你们每一天
Thank you.
面对我的软弱。
Thank you for dealing with my shortcomings every day.
你们每时每刻接纳。接纳我，每一天为我祷告。
You support me and you pray for me every day.
谢谢你们成为我的家人。
Thank you for being my family members.
感谢来到这里的每一位的嘉宾。
Thank you everyone for coming.
我们在这里一同见证主的恩典。We witness God's grace.
We witness God's grace.
分享属灵的福气。
Share spiritual blessings from the Lord.
主的爱充满在我们的心里面。
Lord's love hovers over us.
愿主的喜乐成为我们奔走天路的力量。
May happiness from the Lord become our strength.
今天我们的心里充满了对神的爱戴和感恩。
Our heart is filled with thanksgiving and love for the Lord.
愿今天不但是成为我们侍奉生命的里程碑。
Today is a milestone in our life of ministry.
也愿今天成为众人美好的回忆。
May today become a wonderful memory.
愿主得到他的颂赞和荣耀。
May glory and praise be unto the Lord.
Amen.
现在是有礼物送的哈。我们请夏长老出来。It's now the presentation of the vestment. 这是很名贵的。好。我来帮忙。 Like a rabbit. <笑>请各位起立 我们请润君牧师来祝福 然后呢润君牧师会带领我们唱两首的诗歌 好
我们一起来领受主的祝福 愿耶和华赐福给你 保护你 愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向您仰脸，赐你平安。 The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
让我们来唱诗，用诗歌来回应。 第一首的诗歌是兴起为耶稣，第二首的诗歌是我的眼睛已经看见。现在要考大家能不能记住这些歌词。 好，我们来跟着诗班一起来唱， 哈利路亚。 都出来，我们一同切这个蛋糕。请牧师长老们出来哈，我们一同切这个蛋糕。
蛋糕，这个不能不切。好，长老，
你们，
长老很好，请鼓掌。